Well, that's a great question, David, because we, you know, the overall theme is always ocean and Great Lakes. But in just looking at the number of films and the variety of topics that they dive into, I mean, it's all about water, and it's anything you can think of about water. I mean, if you want to talk about all the different ways you can enjoy water and all the recreational opportunities, there's swimming, sailing, scuba diving, of course, free diving, fishing, so all those types of subjects. And then there's the topics about the serious issues that our ocean and Great Lakes face. So overfishing, plastic pollution, sea level rise, climate change, all sorts of things like that. So there's those subjects. And then there's the subjects of, you know, just the different cultures and the diverse people and ecosystems that call our ocean and Great Lakes homes. So it's really diverse once again this year, pretty much something for everyone.
Are any of those ideas that you brought up, whether they be the enjoyment of, the influence on our lives that water and the waterways have, or some of those challenges, are any of those any more prevalent or more in focus or drawing more attention this year as compared to, say, a year ago or maybe even 2 years ago?
I would definitely say there's a lot of films that talk about our changing climate, and because that affects everybody and all the different ways different people, groups, individuals, the way they're dealing with those changes. Sea level rise, of course, is related to climate change, and there's some great films about communities that are being very innovative and resourceful and coming up with ways to mitigate those issues. And I'd also say plastics. Plastics has in the past been a pretty big topic, and that hasn't changed. I mean, there's all sorts of different films about the effects of plastic pollution and the effect of people, you know, using too many single-use bags and bottles, and the very visual effect that's having on our ecosystem, which we're part of the ecosystem.
With the attention being paid to those concerns and challenges and issues across the board, the growing interest and opportunities for young people, because you've seen the student element, the student-made films, and the younger people focus on this event grow and expand over the years. What are you beginning to see this year coming from them and their perspective and interpretation of these types of issues?
You know, what's really been striking this year is how sophisticated and how aware the youth are today about these issues. I would say, you know, I would really say that these students are more aware of these big issues, and not only more aware, but more looking for ways to deal with them and knowing that we have to deal with them. I mean, the youth are our future, and they have demonstrated in a lot of, we get to do a lot of sneak peeks. We got some grants which have been able to afford students around the area, around Northeast Michigan, from grade 6 through high school, to see these films before anybody else. And then we have discussions afterwards. And just the things they say are so inspiring and really give me a lot of hope for the future of our planet and future of our water planet.
The 7th Annual Thunder Bay International Film Festival this weekend in Alpena and surrounding venues and environments. Stephanie Gondula is with the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. How widespread then has that student involvement in terms of the competitive level and the films being shown? How widely represented will they be in the presentation of the films that you have this weekend?
Well, the student film competition screening is Saturday at 3, and you're not going to believe it, but we have a record number of submissions. Last year we had 14 submissions, which we were really excited about, and they're from all over. You know, we had some from California, from really all over the Great Lakes. This year we have 49 student films that have been submitted
Is that
to the
right?
competition. Yeah, so very exciting. And they're primarily from the communities of Northeast Michigan, so Rogers City area, Hillman schools. We even have some submissions from the west side of the state, and a big contingent from Alpena High School, which we're really excited about, and then Alcona students. So the students are really getting into the student film competition aspect of the festival to really explore filmmaking as a career, and to also really explore the issues that the competition, you know, suggests. So this year the theme is exploration is, and the subjects that the students, and then it's up to them within that theme, exploration is, they really can, the subjects up to them. And so they focused on different issues here in the Great Lakes. And it's just really cool to see what the students have come up with.
And how about the places that you will be putting together the details for where everything will be shown there at the sanctuary and any other venues that will be a part of the festival this weekend?
Yes, so the festival starts Wednesday in at the Alcona County High School, and that's in Lincoln, Michigan. It's the first year we're heading to the high school auditorium. We've partnered with the Alcona County Library for years now to show Film Fest films, but we kind of outgrew the space there. So in fact, last year we had over capacity, over 125 people. Library decided to use the venue, the beautiful auditorium at the Alcona High School. So that's in Lincoln on Wednesday. Thursday, then we move north to the Rogers City Theater, a beautiful historic theater in downtown Rogers City. And both of those screenings, the Wednesday and Thursday night, are going to have the Great Lakes filmmakers. They're primarily focused on Great Lakes films, and both filmmakers are going to be in attendance. And then Friday through Sunday, if the government shutdown continues, we will be screening films at the Alpena Community College. If it does end, we will be back at the Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center, but for now, plan on attending Friday through Sunday at the theater at the Alpena Community College.
For those who want the details of the films, the times, and the places, even beyond the specific details that you've offered, the best place to go for kind of that one-stop information is what phone number or what website? What's best for people to get the whole rundown about Film Fest?
The whole rundown, all the full list of films. Like I said, there's over 50, so you got to take a look and pick your favorites. And the full schedule is at thunderbayfriends.org. You can also buy your tickets online, which this year more than ever I would recommend. Since the Heritage Center is closed due to the shutdown, we can't sell tickets in the building there, but you can right now buy them online, thunderbayfriends.org. Last year we did sell out Friday and Saturday night, so buying online is a good idea.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in the final preparations, especially with some of the additional logistics that came into play this time around. The event starting up on Wednesday, the 23rd, running through the weekend, thunderbayfriends.org for all the information. And Stephanie, as always, thanks for taking the time, and best of luck once again with the festival this year.
Thank you so much, David.